enough, I don't misunderstand why your phone went off an hour ago. I'm going to guess that your sleeping in has drawn itself to a natural conclusion. Good morning. Hi. Yeah, no, it's totally fine. You came in from the trip. I came up here. We got your bags set away and see you over there in the corner. Got your phone on the charger, got you on the Wi-Fi, and you said you needed a nap. And that was 16 hours ago, so the overnight flight clearly did not agree with you. But that's okay, it's never a fun journey. I'm just really glad you're here. I don't know, there's mostly it's just stuff you can smell, right? You don't have to worry about anything being cooked right now. I got it all done last night, and the house has had a chance to cool down. So now it's just, you know, the comforting presence of one another, and the smell of an awful lot of cooked food. I didn't know what you'd like, and anything we don't, you know, have, I can always just pass on or make into leftovers or stuff like that, because I didn't think you'd want to be doing anything wasteful this year either. I mean, just getting here is such an ask. I didn't want to waste a chance to, you know, pamper you. So here we are. Merry Christmas morning. I'm not gonna rush you out of bed or anything. You know, take your time. But just so you know, I will make some breakfast when you come downstairs. Or you can go back to sleep. That's fine too. I mean, I'm not in charge. The important thing, I think, for you to remember here is that today is yours. And it doesn't matter what anyone else claiming to be family has said or done. They're wrong. You're good. Alright? It's not a competition, I know. But it's very important to me that you hear someone say that you are good. That it is not the quiet silence of compliance of the world telling you that it was okay for you to be left like this. Because it's not okay. You are loved, and you are worthy of love. Alright? So, if you want to sit here and play games on your phone, or my 3DS, I admit it's mostly just sitting by the bedside on charge, because there's more PowerPoints in here than there are in my bedroom. And anyway. If you want anything, if you want breakfast in bed, I can do that too. But the important thing is that you don't feel isolated. Because this here, what we have, is family. It is care. And that's why I'm spending Christmas with you. Because you matter to me. Alright? Alright. Now I'm going to go downstairs and, you know, set some stuff up and possibly consider how I'm going to fit some of this stuff in the fridge. I may have overdone it a bit.